Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her little cousin was only 3 years old, yet he could see people who weren't there. Who were they? Or was it just a little boy's imagination?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can call in 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show, you can get that along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or at ghostpodcast.com. Hey, Harper, how's it going today?
Yeah, it's been going very good.
So you start school soon.
On August 16th.
By the time this airs, you will already be in school.
Yep.
And how are you feeling about that? Excited?
I'm not excited.
Oh, no. I wanted you to be like, I am so excited about school. I can't wait.
Who is actually excited about school, though? Like, who...
I didn't like going back to school just because you're given up your freedom. Like, I can sleep in every day. I can do all this, these other things that I want to do. But then I was always a very social person. So I kind of liked the social aspect of school. That was fun for me.
I'm not, and I don't like morning. So it's going to be a fun year.
You know what? Most kids will sleep till noon if you let them. So just know, you're not the only one who's going to be like, I'd really rather be in bed.
Actually, I don't have any blinds on my windows. So like, I get up like whenever the sun's just shining bright in my face at like 8 a.m. So I'm happy that I'm not riding the bus this year. My mom's dropping me off this year and I'm really happy about that.
Oh, I think you'll like that. Yeah. Give you guys a little time together in the car.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. And maybe some days, like one day a week, you could get up a little early and go out for donuts, then go to school. I don't know. Just a great idea.
It is a really good idea.
Well, let's hear a story. You ready?
Yes.
So it says, thank you for giving people an outlet to share their stories. I wanted to share a story with you. I myself have not witnessed any type of paranormal activity firsthand. However, I have been a witness to someone else experiencing it while in my presence. About 10 years ago, when I was 13 years old, my parents and I were staying at our family cabin. In September, it was a long weekend. This particular weekend, my parents had invited out their niece, my cousin, her husband, and their 3-year-old son, Luke. They arrived on the Saturday of that long weekend, and we were all excited to relax and catch up with each other. That afternoon, Luke and I were hanging out near the dock. I was holding him since he was a little kid and wasn't allowed to walk on the dock without an adult present. We were looking out at the lake and watched as the soft rolling waves hit the dock. The air was cool and crisp due to it being the start of fall. I was making small talk with Luke and said that it was too bad that it was cold out and we couldn't go swimming. He asked, why can't we swim? To which I replied, the water is too cold for anyone to swim right now. He paused and looked at me puzzled and said, but that guy is swimming. Now I was the puzzled one. I looked across the small bay at the other docks and didn't see anyone near or in the water. Thinking that maybe he was seeing a rock or a fallen branch in the water, I asked him where the person was. He said, there, pointing his finger to the water in front of the dock that we were standing on. I stared out, searched the water. I saw nothing. I could feel my heartbeat speed up and my mind started to race. Nothing was there. He was pointing at nothing. I saw nothing, and this was creeping my 13-year-old self out. I quickly told myself it was only his imagination. Then I asked him if he wanted to go see what his mom and dad were doing, to which he replied like nothing was wrong. Okay. Relieved, we got off the dock and headed up the stairs to the main cabin without looking back at the dock. Now, this incident could have definitely been Luke's 3-year-old imagination. However, I suddenly remembered Luke's mom had told my family earlier that same year she had been home alone with Luke during the day and was putting him down for a nap when he started making a fuss. Luke told his mom that he couldn't sleep with a man standing in his room. She didn't see anyone there, told him that. This worried his mom, and he wouldn't stop telling her that the man needed to leave. She eventually told him that he could take a nap in her room instead. When she told us this story, she had said there had been other instances such as this one, and that they always involved a man in their house. They said they believed him and that they didn't think it was strange since his mother-in-law had been said to have seen family members that had passed away. After thinking about this story, I started to wonder if perhaps Luke was special or was sensitive, and maybe he did see things not all of us could see. But since I was only witness to just this one event, I still chalked it up to him being a little kid with an overactive imagination. It wasn't until that same long weekend, on Saturday evening, that I fully believe that Luke may in fact be able to see the other side. Bum, bum, bum. I was playing with Luke outside on the lawn while dinner was being made. We were passing a beach ball back and forth to each other. He went to pick up the ball and pass it to me when suddenly he stopped dead in his tracks and started crying hysterically. I was shocked. He was just laughing a second ago. I ran to him, asked him what was wrong, thinking he might have hurt himself, and through his tears he managed to spit out, "Tell the man in the forest to stop waving." I flung my head around to look into the forest that outlined the lawn and saw no one there. I told Luke no one was there, but he didn't stop crying. I asked him where he saw the man, and he responded, "By the stairs." This was way too close for comfort and completely scared me. I picked Luke up, ran inside the cabin to where our parents were. When we got inside, I told them what Luke had seen. Once we calmed him down and he was in the other room with his dad, his mom told me that this happens sometimes and not to worry too much about it. Well, let me tell you, I had a hard time sleeping at that cabin after that. Still to this day, when I'm standing alone on the dock or glance into the forest outlining the lawn, I wonder who he saw and hope that I never see him. I haven't done any research about the cabin and think that it would creep me out too much to find out if anyone had died there. Well, that's my story about me and my little cousin Luke. There are other stories that involve Luke I may write in at a later time. Thanks for sharing my story. Bye for now, Sammy. So what do you think about little kids and their ability to see things like that that aren't there?
I think it's creepy and I don't like it whatsoever. I can't see it going on, so it's just like, where is it now? And I don't want to know where it is.
Well, and then, you know, when it scares him to the point he's crying and tell the man to stop waving at me, like that one's freaky.
That is actually very good.
Like the swimming one, I would be like, okay, maybe he's just seeing things, but because he didn't seem too affected by that, but being brought to tears and terrified, it's like, what is That's horrible if something is scaring a poor little three-year-old.
Yeah.
But then if something's waving at you in the forest, that doesn't sound like it's terrifying necessarily. But I don't know.
It just doesn't sound good.
Do you remember when you were a kid, were you ever able to see anything like that?
No, but I could usually sense it around me.
And I think you're the type of person who always will be able to sense that around you.
Yeah.
So let's hear a call. Are you ready?
Yes, here very much so.
My name is Casey, and I've been listening to y'all's show for about 3 or 4 months now. And I've been trying to decide if I should call or not and share one of my stories. So I finally decided to call and share one of my stories. When I was about 8 years old, 7 or 8, my dad and my stepmom got custody of me from my mom. So I moved in with them, and we moved into this big, huge house in Columbia, Mississippi. It was an old, 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 old house. I always had a creepy vibe about the house. Well, some creepy things started happening a few months before we moved out of the house. It started out with little things like my door, whenever I went to go to bed, would kind of start cracking open at night. You know, but the house was old, so I thought air was just getting into the cracks of the house. And then I would hear footsteps at night, but you know how maybe I would think that maybe it was just the house settling. Well, one day I was taking a shower, and all of a sudden I had a glass door. My bathroom had a sliding door, and you open that sliding door, and it opens right into my room. Well, in my room was a glass sliding door that went outside to the pool. Well, I was always a little creeped out. I was always scared, so I would crack that door that led from the bathroom to my room. So I cracked it, and I was taking a shower, and I heard the pool glass door open. And I thought, well, maybe it's my stepmom. So I'm looking through the crack, and I could see the glass door opening a little bit, but I can't see anybody because the crack is just big enough. So I don't see anybody. Well, all of a sudden, my bathroom door starts opening. I'm freaking out. I'm 8 years old. So I get out, and I run to my dad's bathroom. And I'm knocking on the door, and I'm knocking on the door, and my dad's in the middle of taking a shower, so he comes out and puts a towel on, and I'm freaking out and crying. I'm like, Dad, there's somebody in my room, there's somebody in my room. So he walks in there, nobody in my room. Well, he makes me finish taking my shower, and so I come out, and I go in my room, and there are wet footprints in my room, in my carpet. So I go and get my dad, and I show my dad, and so he thinks that there's a burglar in the house. So he takes me and my brother and all of us sleep in the room with him and my stepmom that night. Well, my stepmom is laying on the floor with my baby brother. And then we heard her scream. She wouldn't tell us what happened. Come to find out, a few months later, my stepmom was laying on the floor with my baby brother, and my dad was in the kitchen. And she felt somebody walk up behind her. And so she turns around to ask Dad to help her up because the baby had finally fell asleep and nobody was there. She felt somebody's presence, but Dad wasn't there. Overalls fell off the back of the door, and it freaked her out. There were many, 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 many times occurrences where we would hear knocking on the back glass door or the pool. Well, we would think it was somebody, and we would go out there, and nobody would be there. And the pool door, the gate to the pool was always locked. So we had many, 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 many occurrences in that house. And that was only a few of the things that happened to us. But I didn't want to take up very much time. Well, thank you for listening to my story.
She is so sweet.
Yes, but that's a very creepy story.
And lived in a very haunted house.
Yes.
Like, my God, like, she's got the sweetest voice, and then she's telling a story that's pretty terrifying. Like, the whole thing about the bathroom And the door, she heard the sliding glass door open and then wet footsteps on her carpet.
Like, that's just straight creepy.
That is so creepy. People walking around at night, like the door opening, I could see, you know, maybe if it's an older house and it's settled weird. And sometimes, you know, unless it's shut completely, you can never, you know, it's never going to stay kind of shut. It's always going to open. So I get that. Sometimes a house isn't quite level or something. But that whole thing was creepy. And I bet she does have a lot more stories in that house.
And I would love to hear them. Oh, my goodness.
That was some creepy, creepy stuff.
That is actually very horrifying.
But by listening to her tell it, she just sounds so pleasant.
It's like those children. It's like those like little children voices in like horror movies that are like really telling you like really really disturbing things. But their voice is like always just like so like little girl and like sweet and stuff. That's what it reminds me of.
And that part of me just wants to give her a hug. I'm so sorry all that happened to you. Well, if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, we want to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get ad-free versions of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts, through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.